Sir Brian Terfel, you have a large opera repertoire with so many great roles. How difficult is, sir, to unveil the essence of so many different characters?
Well, first of all, thank you very much. It's wonderful to be here in Romania and to actually be taking over from an indisposed Lang Lang. I'm a little bit taller than him. But I hope to have a great concert tomorrow night in your amazing festival.
Yes.
Well, these operatic journeys that one can see within a young singer's perspective, you start most probably with Mozart. And that's your journey for the next 10 years. This is your calling card for any opera house in the world, from Milan to Paris to New York to London. Or anywhere else, if you're singing in your home country in Wales, I'm singing for the Welsh National Opera. And then you take another junction once this wonderful composer escapes your diary and your plans. Then you go to people like Strauss, Wagner, which is much more torrential. And then they all fit together. You're building characters, you're building the repertoire that's synonymous with your style of singing, your bass baritone voice. And therefore, I think somehow this wonderful road is already planned and fate guides you gently and with time, with professionalism, with hard work, with dedication. And I think I'm at the junction now where I've sang most of the operatic roles that I will ever sing in my lifetime.
Yes. Let's talk about Mozart's operas. You always felt very, very comfortable playing roles like Figaro or Don Giovanni. In Mozart, I think, you have to put a lot of feeling, of humanity. He always speaks about human feelings, about human fragility. Am I right, sir?
Undoubtedly, but I can also add to that.
Yes.
I played many a servant with Mozart, so the class distinction was something very evident. From Leporello,
yes.
Being a servant to Figaro, being a servant to Almaviva. Roles that I didn't portray on the stage are something like Papageno. I never sang this on the stage. Sarastro was too low for me on the stage.
Yes.
But I didn't sing those roles that make you comfortable on the stage and take away every element of nervousness. Because when you're singing at La Scala in Milan, the home of opera, for the very first time, your debut, you have to choose a role that you feel gigantic within that role. You are the Goliath, because at any given chance, David could throw that stone.
Yes.
And your career could be over in an instant unless you're very careful with those choices. I'm very grateful to Mozart because he seemed to write for the bass baritone voice quite strongly. His ear,
yes,
most probably was thinking in those terms. He's given the bass voice roles. He's given the bass baritone. He's given the baritone. He's given soprano, mezzo, contralto. All around, he's devised it and he's worked it out meticulously to have all these wonderful styles of singing.
Guardate, questo non picciol libro è tutto pieno dei nomi di sue belle. Ogni villa, ogni borgo, ogni paese è testimon di sue donnesche imprese. Madam mia, il catalogo è questo delle belle che amò il padron mio. Un catalogo è che ho fatto io. Osservate, leggete con me. Osservate, leggete con me. In Italia 640. In Lamagna 231. 100 in Francia, in Turchia 91, ma in Spagna, Britannia son già 1003. 1003. 1003. Ma tra queste contadine, cameriere cittadine, van contesse baronesse, marchesane principesse, e van donne d'ogni grado, d'ogni forma, d'ogni età, d'ogni forma, d'ogni età. In Italia 640, in Lamania 231, 100 in Francia, in Turchia 91, ma in Spagna, ma in Spagna son già 1003. 1003. 1003. Van tra questi contadine, cameriere, cittadine, van contesse, baronesse, marchesane, principesse, e van donne d'ogni grado, d'ogni forma, d'ogni età, ogni forma, d'ogni età, ogni forma, d'ogni età.
Se sia brutta, se sia bella, se sia ricca, brutta, se sia bella, pur che porti la gonnella. Voi sapete quel che fa. Sapete quel che fa, pur che porti la gonnella. Voi sapete quel che fa, voi sapete, voi sapete quel che fa. Voi sapete quel che fa.
How do you feel in Wagner's world? What does it mean to you to be a severe Wotan or the main character from The Flying Dutchman?
Wow, you've jumped now from the South Pole to the North Pole. You've gone from Mozart to Wagner.
Yes.
And indeed, in a sense, that's how I felt. It was such a gap to walk dangerous waters, to go from Mozart to Wagner. It's a completely different kettle of fish. And yet you have to be as careful and as meticulous working with these operas. Hans Sachs, for instance, the longest role ever written for the bass baritone by any yardstick. Even people like Hans Hotter said, the best performances I had of this role was in my music room when he was learning it. So I was very careful with Wagner. I sang Donna in Das Rheingold in Chicago. Then I sang Wolfram in Tannhäuser in the Metropolitan Opera. Then I sang one of the Wotans at the Royal Opera House. Then I sang Hans Sachs with my home opera house. And then I did the whole Ring cycle with Covent Garden and then Metropolitan Opera. It's a Wagnerian crescendo. And you do, as you say. Is it famously said that you have tremendous moments in Wagner but terrible half hours? You know, sometimes you find yourself on the stage standing, listening to people singing for a large amount of time. But this is the element of storytelling which is so important in Wagner. And if you're not singing, it has to be somehow in your body that you're creating something within a magnificent director's vision.
Yes.
And everybody, of course, wants to conduct Wagner. So every conductor has his very strong opinion on how things should be performed, as the singer needs to be clean of thoughts and a slate that is absolutely shining, as an example of nothing that's taken over the interpretation that the conductor is giving you. So you have to be ready to work. And there are some evenings, I have to tell you, at the end of an opera of Wagner singing, you feel undoubtedly that you have accomplished something in your singing career. And maybe you can give yourself a little tap on the back of a job well done.
Continue sometimes to portray the character you've played on stage in the real life?
Absolutely not. I know exactly where my work is and I know exactly where life takes over. It's something that never mixes. I know in the music room I can become a different character. I know in the opera house I can have makeup for Falstaff for 1 hour in the chair before the performance even starts, where I find myself giggling in the chair, looking at myself being changed into this fat slob that celebrates life through wine and women. So it even starts before the performance has even commenced. So therefore, no, when I'm on the golf course, I'm not singing Wotan. Or if I'm drinking a nice bottle of red Bordeaux, I'm not thinking of Don Giovanni.
Is there a character you play on stage close to the real Sir Brin Terfel?
That's a difficult one because I do come from a farming background, so maybe working for my father, I did feel sometimes like the servant because we were given the menial jobs on the farm. But no, I wouldn't say there's something that I would call that's me in a nutshell. But of course, you give so much of yourself whilst singing opera, you give your heart and soul into any performance. I would think more so in my guise as a singer of songs. That's maybe where you see Bryn more often, because the choices of poetry, the choices of songs are something that has moved you. So yes. You have a personal touch. The gold dust of Schubert is constantly being revised. When I hear songs that other people are singing, I feel I've got to go home and learn that song. I heard Simon Kinneside sing in the festival in Tanglewood only 2 weeks ago, and he sang sections of songs from Schwanengesang, Doppelgänger, for instance. It made me want to go home to learn that song again, because I sang it so many years ago. So definitely you give more, I think, in your world as a song interpreter.
How it is, sir, to sing Boris Godunov in Russian? This character, I think, has got a deeper kind of greatness.
Well, I think with Boris Godunov, it was one of the hardest operas that I ever learned. I had never sung full opera in Russian, so therefore, The Life of a Vagabond, you have to prepare yourself. So during the year before going to the Royal Opera House, I was in Monte Carlo, I was in Paris, I was in New York, I was in Chicago, I was in Germany. So therefore, I had to have Russian coaches nearly in every city so that I could constantly work on this role. And I thought that I would never, ever learn this, because I am a quick learner and I can learn operas at a drop of a hat very quickly. But Boris took its time. But when we got to the rehearsals, of course, I was ready. And then you're in the hands of the director. And Richard Jones, our director for that production, wanted a very troubled Boris.
Yes.
That Tsarevich was, of course, murdered. And that this was a vision that was always in his mind all through the scenes. And we did the short version. But there's something that I look forward to is coming back to an opera always. So I look forward when I sing this role again with the Berlin Opera and also for the Royal Opera House again.
Falstaff is in a total opposition with Wagner characters. He has a special sense of humor, and the character creation of Verdi is outstanding, I think.
Well, as an octogenarian writing this very last opera and a comic opera at that, it gave us such a vehicle to perform. And it's a collegial opera as well. So it's one to be enjoyed by everybody. Any role that's sung, from Pistola to Caius to Nanetta to Fenton to Alice to Quickly, they all have a role to play. It's like a glorious impressionistic painting. Everybody has a breath, a colour to portray. And maybe not the most successful of operas these days to sell tickets. So maybe that needs to change. You know, a big opera house like the Metropolitan Opera, I wonder, do they sell the 5,500 tickets that they need to sell for Falstaff? I know this production by Robert Carson, who's been going everywhere, in Paris, in Milan, in London. I think that is very interesting when a production goes on tour. It's beautiful. The costumes are magnificent, which brings the Italian style alive on the stage, but it's also the sets are quite British, so the British and Italian life is brought to a certain sparkle on the stage. It's a production I'll do at the end of the year at the Royal Opera House, which I'm looking forward to. And yes, to play Falstaff is monumental. It's so important in the life of a bass baritone. As you can see, it gives you a new lease of life for the next 10 years of your career.
What should be the greatest virtue in a bass baritone, Sir Bryn Terfel?
Well, I think we have such an enormous range of repertoire to learn and to perform, from Schubert to Pfitzner to Brahms to Schumann to Mozart to Wagner. So I think this is something that we should be incredibly diligent about and to enjoy and learn this repertoire and perform it at any chance that you have.
Gian mai m'amò. No, quel cor chiuso è a me. Amor per me non ha, per me non ha. Io la ritevo ancora, contemplar triste in volta il mio crin bianco il dì che qui di Francia venne. Pier presso a finir l'aurora in bianca il mio veron c'ha spunta il te passar debbo i miei giorni lenti il sol. Dormirò sol nel manto mio regalo. Dormirò sol sotto la volta nera. Dormirò sotto la volta nera. Là nell'avello certo regal anne desse il poter di leggere nei cor che Dio sol può vedere. Se dorme il prente veglia il traditore, il certo perde il re, il consorte, l'onore. Dormirò sol nel manto mio quanto la mia giornata è giù.
dormiro sol sotto la volta nera, dormiro sotto la volta nera, là nella vengo. E la poter di leggere nei cor.
No, quel cor chiuso è me, amor per me l'ana, amor per me no.
About Winterreise, you've been quoted as saying, "I'd like to do Winterreise in a closer and intimate way, a kind of Pink Floyd's winter trip coupled with projections." Interesting idea, Sabrine Telford. Please elaborate on that.
Well, maybe it's because I'm afraid of Winterreise, and I haven't learned a song in that cycle yet, which is to my detriment, I think. I should be ashamed of myself, because it's such a monumental task in itself to learn and to perform, without even thinking of recording it. But yes, I have this idea a couple of years ago to have it with projections, but it's been done already now in the past 2 years, so I'm too late. Even a young British bass called Matthew Rose did some concert performances in Aldborough with a specific artist and the paintings that the artist had within each song. So sadly, it's been done. Even Simon Keeneside, with two dancers, has danced, or as he said, "I gently moved," to the songs of Schubert. But undoubtedly, it's something in the next year that I will nail down to learn Winterreise.
Are you a progressive rock admirer? You've mentioned Pink Floyd.
Well, my brother was a huge fan of Pink Floyd, and we went to see many of the films. Never saw them live, unfortunately. But to meet Roger Waters and record an opera that he'd written called Saira, and record with him in 10 different cities. We met in San Francisco, New York, London, Paris, everywhere, to try and finish this project. And his, of course, mantra in music is to always change things. So he was changing lyrics, he was changing notes, he was changing scenes constantly. So you had to be on the ball musically all the time. Something I particularly enjoyed. Of course, I've read more about Pink Floyd then after meeting him, be it an acrimonious split between three men, or when they came back together to perform in London again, they created such a circus of people wanting tickets to come and hear them and see them perform live. And since I've seen Roger doing The Wall, I wonder if they'll ever come back together. But yes, I am a fan of these bands, from Led Zeppelin, who have such roots in Wales in their compositions, very Celtic in its colours, especially Stairway to Heaven, for instance, is supposedly written in the middle of Wales, in Machynlleth.
Yes, Jimmy Page or Robert Plant.
Well, yes. Yeah, well, Robert has a place in, yes, in mid-Wales. And he is a very, very strong advocate of Welsh history as well. So, yes, I do like to listen to these bands. When I was a teenager, I would listen to Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, Queen, Dire Straits. Mark Knopfler was one of my idols with all the guitars that he could bring on a stage.
Sometimes very nice tone.
20 different guitars, you know?
Yes, I know.
And I was so chuffed to meet him once in a literary festival in Wales called in Hay on Wye. It's a very famous festival. And they get magnificent speakers, but they had Knopfler there on the stage, and he'd put 20 guitars on the stage, and he played each one of them, just describing the sound. And I thought that was so magnificent. Even I couldn't give him 20 different sounds in my voice.
Your partnership with Tabernacle Choir was amazing. How do you feel in a recording session?
Well, let's put this into context. The Tabernacle Choir, of course, is the choir of the Mormon faith in Salt Lake City. A Welshman came on a ship from Liverpool and started this choir, and they landed in America and, of course, moved to different places, but if you ask the choir to raise their hands and say, who's got Welsh background, 70% of them will raise their hands.
Yes.
So the original connection was through music, of course. And yes, I've sang the Elijah Mendelssohn with them in Salt Lake, in the Tabernacle. I've sang the Messiah with them. I've recorded an album, Homeward Bound, with them. An iconic choir who can sell stadiums if they go on tour.
Which is great.
Yes. It's amazing. And they have such a unique sound, but a sound that goes with that particular conductor that's looking after them. At the moment, it's Mac Wilbuck who's looking after them, who is a magician. He's orchestrated some of my songs, some of my Christmas songs. It's just amazing. And he has a particular sound that he likes in the choir as well. So it's wonderful to sing with such an enormous, beautiful choir.
Sir Bryn Terfel, have you ever been involved in productions you really hated?
Yes, I have. Yeah, many. One particular one was a Don Giovanni in Paris by Dominique Pitoiset. But I'm returning to Paris next month to do Dominique Pitoiset's Falstaff production, which was magnificent.
Yes.
So it's just unfortunate that Don Giovanni, which is the biggest and most iconic dungeon for any director to produce. It's a difficult opera, and many have fallen by the wayside. So that's one production I didn't like particularly. But even if I do say that, you sign a contract to an opera house and you still have to go there and try your best and work as hard as you can to make something succeed. So if at the end it doesn't succeed, then it's none of your fault. You've tried your best.
Pour fêter la famille dans le roi, ses peuples confondus, au prix sombre des écus, dans cette ville ronde folle, autour de son piédestal, autour de son piédestal. Et Satan conduit le bal, conduit le bal, et Satan conduit le bal, conduit le bal. Dans sa gloire dérisoire, même sa fête il contemple rage étrange à ses pieds de Jorima, serré en fer en main, dans le fond et dans la fange, au briller l'arton métal. Satan conduit le bal, conduit le bal, et Satan conduit le bal, conduit le bal.
Regarding your great roles, is there a character that you really hate, but which fits your voice so well?
Can I say that I really hate and it doesn't fit my voice so well?
Of course,
my... Is Don Giovanni. Don Giovanni is a role that I never enjoyed performing. I, first of all, felt that I never looked like someone that should be singing Don Giovanni. And the progression of scenes never suited me vocally, especially in the second act, where you begin with a duet, you go into a recit, you go into a trio, you go into then the arias, De Vieni, and then into Metà di Voi, Quo Vadono. It was never something I was comfortable with. I much return to Leporello any day.
You always had great collaborations, great partnerships with famous conductors. But with Claudio Abbado was something unique, I think, for you. I remember those stellar, those Brahms and Mozart's requiems, not of this earth's performances, stellar performances.
I would have to agree with you. I miss him, still miss him a lot. I miss him as a man and I miss him as a musician. And undoubtedly as a conductor. Claudio had such a gentle presence, and yet when he conducted, he became such a monumental animal on the stage. And his hands could portray any colour he needed. Any phrase you thought you could never sing in one breath, he could do it with you. Of course, somehow he conducted everything from memory. This was just unheard of. Even when we sang and performed the Schumann Faustszene, which I still think is one of my best vocal recordings ever of a particular piece, with such an enormous, magnificent cast as well. You know, Carita Mazzella, Barbara Bonney, Hans-Peter Blockfitz, all these singing greats. But yes, to sing with Claudio, especially in his heyday in Berlin, nearly every year, was something of a real treat. It was the fillet steak of classical music.
What are your thoughts about Romanian opera singers?
Well, I know a couple, of course, but one that I have grown up with is Angela Gheorghiu. I remember the first day she walked into the rehearsal of Don Giovanni in the Royal Opera House. I could see terror and fear in her eyes when she walked into the first day of rehearsal. But to see this wonderful, beautiful creature blossom like she has, with the help, of course, of some magnificent conductors like Sir George Shalty, who makes careers.
Yes.
He made mine, and I'm sure she would say he made hers. So I've sung with some magnificent Romanian singers, and long may it continue. You're a country that obviously has a language that breeds singers. So, and of course, you have one of the most amazing intendants that I have ever worked with, who ran the Vienna State Opera for the years that I began singing. And he opened the doors for me to sing with Riccardo Muti, with Claudio Abbado. And Johann Hollander is always in my thoughts whenever I see him in Vienna or around the world. He was a film star where I was concerned. He made my career blossom even more.
He was the artistic director of this festival from 2003 to 2015.
Yeah, so I'm wondering why he never invited me. I'll have to have a word with him.
Yes, how difficult is for a great singer like you, which is away from home most of the year, to find the balance in his life?
I don't think you ever find the balance, because there's always a phone call that has some terrific invitation. Hence the reason why I'm here in Romania. Our wonderful pianist Lang Lang cancelled a concert, and all of a sudden I'm the one to come here and play Chopin and Brahms. No, I'm going to sing, of course. But yes, in the profession, Colin, I think it's important to learn to say no. That's the most difficult thing to say. And yes, can be said countless, copious times. I think I've balanced trying to have holidays and spending time with my children, but then life, brings so many different things. And sometimes there's a junction that your life changes completely, which has happened for me in the last 3 years. So you have to face life differently then. You can never pinpoint how your career is going to change within your life. So hindsight is a wonderful thing, but we don't have it.
verità che nega sempre tutto l'astro e fior, il mio chigno e la mia pega turban gli ozi al creator, voglio il nulla e tel creato la ruina universal, la ruina universal e atmosfera mia, e atmosfera mia vital, e atmosfera mia vital, e atmosfera mia vital, ciò che chiamasi, ciò che chiamasi peccato, ciò che chiamasi peccato, ciò che chiamasi peccato. Tentorco se vela, na, mordo il vischio, strutto tentorco se vela, fischia, 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 fischia. Oscurità son filolte la tenebra che tenebra tornerà sor la luce ausur per ferra il mio scettro a ribellion, il mio scettro a ribellion poco andrà, poco andrà, poco andrà la sua attenzion, poco andrà la sua attenzion, poco andrà la sua attenzion, ve sul sol, ve sul sol, ve sul sol e sulla terra, ve sul sol e sulla terra, ve sul sol e sulla terra, a te starazion, vento questa sillaba, no, sfrocco, tempo rocco se vela,
no,
mordo il vischio, strutto tempo rocco se vela, fischia, 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 fischia.
Have you found the philosophy of your life, Sir Brian Terfel?
I've found what makes me tick as a personality, yes. To be kind and gentle and be a nice colleague always helps. It's like being in a restaurant. If they serve you good food and good wine, and they're very kind and the service is wonderful, on time, pinpoint, then most probably you'll go back to that restaurant. So I tried to have this image from the beginning of my career to be somebody that has worked hard, knows his work to the best possibility, to be nice to your colleagues and to react to conductors and directors, and never be negative, because negativity is a source of a certain power that never works in an opera house. People want a happy ship.
What is it, as you go forward through life, that you want to achieve artistically, creatively?
I think I know where my operatic duties lie, and they're few and far between now. In the Wagner realm, I don't think there's many opportunities to sing Wagner left in my calendar, because we tend to book 4 years in advance.
Yes.
So Wagner's not there at the moment. So I think that's my Wagner journey has been curtailed, but for a good reason. The recording industry has completely changed, so that's something different again. I think to the future, I look for my foundation to bring something back in for me to work with and give something back to young singers, young conductors, young composers, young artists. I want my foundation to have everything, the visual arts, the performing arts. So that's something in the future. I'm living now in Penarth, which is just outside of the Principality Cardiff. So maybe I see myself working more with the Welsh National Opera, with the WMC, which is the Welsh Millennium Centre, which is our art centre. Who knows? The possibilities are endless. I just need to solidify things now.
Thank you very much, sir. It was an honour for me.
Thank you very much.
Sometimes, when it's too quiet up there, I think you say to yourself, let's see what kind of mischief can I play on my friend Tevye. Dear God, you made the many, many, many rich people. I realize, of course, it is no shame to be poor. But it's no great honor either. So what would have been so terrible if I had a small fortune? If I were a rich man. All day long I'd biddy-biddy-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a biddy-biddy-rich, idle-diddle-diddle-diddle-man, I'd build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with the real wooden floors below. There would be one long staircase just going up and one even longer coming down. And one more going nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each quack, 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 gobble, 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 will land like a trumpet on the air, as if to say, here lives a wealthy man. Oh. If I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a biddy biddy rich, idle diddle 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 man, I'd see my wife, my gold, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising meals to her heart's delight. I see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Oi, what a happy mood she's in, screaming at the servants day and night, I has to verkost the kasha. The most important man in town will come and follow me. They will ask me to advise them like a Solomon the wise. If you please, Leptevye, pardon me, Leptevye, causing problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes. Bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye.
boy. And it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I lack to sit in the synagogue and pray. Maybe have a seat by the eastern wall. And I'd discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day. This would be the sweetest thing of all. All day long I'd binny-binny-bump. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Dig-a-dig-a-dig-a-dig-a-dig-a-dig-a-dig-a-dum. Lord, who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil a son past bitter?